This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Let's talk about what happened yesterday. Late in the show, we were literally talking about what the odds were of Aaron Rodgers going to Pittsburgh, and then boom. The news hit that Russell Wilson is going to the Giants. It's a one-year deal. It's basically $10.5 million, but with all the incentives, he could earn up to $21 million. But, Mike, he joins a team that has already signed Jameis Winston. They still have Tommy DeVito there.
Oh!
Yeah, exactly. And Winston, 36, listen, Wilson, that is, has a lot of stuff that he's been able to accomplish in the NFL. 10 Pro Bowls, a Super Bowl. But you said it, three teams in 3 years. It's like, what are you truly getting? And I feel like this is desperate by him because he knows the Giants aren't going anywhere right now. Look, right. You can tell me and be all the positive, you know,
toxic positivity.
Thank you. All you want. But they're not going anywhere. So he was traded from the Seahawks to the Broncos, didn't work with the Broncos, goes to the Steelers. They benched Justin Fields for him, didn't go anywhere, guys. They lost their last five games, and now he ends up with the Giants. I don't think this is going anywhere soon, and I think this is the demise, to be honest with you, Mike, because if they draft Shedeur Sanders, it's not going to matter.
No, and I do think that, you know, a lot of folks are saying, well, you know, where does this, how does this affect the rest of the draft? Paul Schwartz, may the Schwartz be with you.
Schwartz.
He's the New York Post writer, covers the Giants every day, and he says the Giants are still going to go quarterback. So even though, to your point, you did get Jameis in there and you got Russell, that's just, they're still... But you have to love Shedeur Sanders. That's the thing. Because there will be, you could argue, more quarterbacks in next year's draft. You know, you have no idea where you're going to fall. Safe to say the Giants will be in that final quarter of the NFL draft because they're not that good. They're not going to be good next year.
This, if I'm the Giants, to your point, I ride this out and I make my team better. I get go offensive line. I go defensive line,
right.
Mike. I make my team internally
take
better.
Take the best friggin' athlete, you know. And if Travis Hunter's there, you take him
take
in
him.
A heartbeat.
Take him. And then... As I build my team, and I just ride this out with both of these guys, because, listen, Jameis has been a starter. You know what Russ has done. But then as you get into next season, to your point, or next offseason, I think they're still going to be a top 10 pick. They'll have a top 10 pick next year. Speaking of quarterbacks, let's hear from J.J. McCarthy, who answered this question about being told he was the starter, or is he the starter? What's the deal in Minnesota?
They haven't told me. I'm happy they didn't because I try to earn it every single day, and I never want that to be given to me, and it's such a privilege and opportunity to give me that chance, and I'm just going to make the most of it every single day.
Okay. Should they tell him he's a starter, or are they waiting on something else? Listen, is it crazy for us to think that maybe Aaron Rodgers doesn't go to Pittsburgh and he goes to Minnesota?
Yeah, the J.J. McCarthy thing is strange. I mean, they said they fell in love with him. They, and this one, we get in that old debate about it, if you just went with panics, could you have had him without having to move up? And I still think we could have, because Minnesota was pretty much linked to J.J. McCarthy from, like, you know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks before the draft. going back to the combine, I just felt that he's their guy. He looked great in preseason. There was even talk he was ready to start week one, right? And then he gets hurt.
Right.
I think did he throw 3 touchdowns in a preseason game and then he gets hurt the next week? So now they're saying, well, he's put on some weight. And he's apparently likes banana splits and Sundays when he's not playing football. So and that's not so subtle.
Is he doughy?
Who was he, by the way? Ooh, Cam Ward was described as doughy by the dreaded unnamed NFL insider yesterday.
Doughy.
So I don't know if JJ's doughy. I was never that impressed with JJ. You know, some would say small window of opportunity to throw on a team that runs the ball so well as Michigan did 2 years ago, but whatever. But yeah, it's kind of sending mixed messages about their boy, isn't it?
Yeah, I think if you drafted him, you felt good about him last year, he's coming off this injury, you solidify this and tell him he's our starter, and you go get a backup. But they haven't, at least he says, they haven't told him. Right. Meanwhile, while we're talking about Shedeur Sanders, let's hear Tim Hasselbeck, Mike, talk about Sanders, and he makes a comparison to Kirk Cousins. Listen to this.
If he's as good as Kirk Cousins, it's the right pick. That might sound crazy because Kirk Cousins was a 4th-round pick. But Kirk Cousins played winning football, stabilized the quarterback position, and the stops where he's been. So, look, if Washington would have done the right thing and given him the deal he deserved early on, they'd have been better for it. So, look, Mike T is saying, his comp is Kirk Cousins. Again, and I'm not trying to, and I hate to say this, in some ways, because I think people are going to read it the wrong way. I actually think the comp is Andy Dalton.
Okay. Decent career.
Yeah, but wait a minute. He didn't solidify the quarterback position here. I mean, he had a few good games. Let's not fool ourselves. I think when I hear this from Tim Hasselbeck, it's almost like Mikey's defending Cousins and his career by making this comparison, if Shedeur Sanders is this guy. Listen, Kirk Cousins has won a lot of games in his career. There's no debating that. But I don't know if that's my comp. You know what I mean? I get it. You're saying, okay, if he can come in, stabilize the position, not make mistakes. Not last year's Kirk. But not make mistakes and you know, lead your team to 10 or 11 wins potentially every year. Then you got the right guy. I don't know if I'm comparing Shedeur Sanders and his makeup to Kirk Cousins, but I get where he's going with that. It is a little bit, I think, misleading. Like he said, when you hear that, I'm like, huh?
Yeah, I don't. By the way, you want to be compared to the Red Rifle?
No.
Good start to his career. And then again, but that was just how mediocre those Bengals teams were.
He was never a franchise guy.
No.
He just never was a franchise guy. And in his role as a backup now and, you know, the last 5 years of his career, whatever it's been, he's been good at that, Mike. I mean, he did good for Carolina. He was never a guy that you could put the team on his shoulders and do, let's just say, what Joe Burrow's doing right now. It's not even close. Burrow is legitimately a franchise quarterback. Andy Dalton never looked that way and never felt that way.
Yeah, there's not that many quarterbacks that, I mean, again, if Jackson Dart, are you projecting your needs and now all of a sudden it's, Jackson Dart just, he checks all the boxes? He checks a couple of the boxes. Not sold on that. But you're right. You know, the diamond in the rough. This could, you and I love Jalen Hurts coming out of college. I thought he'd be the good pick. And I was, I figured that there was some the grade on him was anywhere second to third round. Remember, it was even considered a third round for Hurts. But the Eagles, they scouted, they believed in what they got, and they got they obviously got the results. There's certain guys out there. We said the same thing about Deshaun Watson. We said that guy's a winner until he wasn't. Obviously, the injuries and now the wheels fell off. But the guys like the Mitchell Trubisky's of the world, they just fall in love with the physicality or the physical traits.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.